Tzlach. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Shlach lecha anoshim. Send for yourself men. Yosuru aseres Canaan. They should spy out the land of Canaan. Asher ani noisen levnei Yisrael, that I am giving to the Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi brings down, Shlach lecha, ani ein mitzav lecha. I'm not commanding you to do it. Im tirza shlach, if you want, you can send it. Because Klal Yisrael came and they said, Nishlecha anoshim lefaneinu, like it says in Devarim, Atikvu ne'elai kulchem, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I said to them that the land is good. Shenemar ala eschem, me'einim Mitzrayim al eretz toiva. Chayeyem shani noisim lehem mokam litiz b'dvar ha'maraglim, and they're not going to inherit it. So from Rashi, it's clear that Hashem was disappointed in them that they didn't trust him. And remember, the Ramban was very much Meirich on the Sinyan over here. And exactly what was the chait of the Meraglim? He brings down the Chazal. Al Das Rabbi saying he brings down that the chait was that they didn't follow the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod led them everywhere. And they saw that they were Mamish Nisim at the Anani HaKavod. So the fact that they wanted on their own to find out about Eretz Yisrael and not automatically follow the word of Hashem, that was a pegiah, the covet of Hashem, and the in Emunah in Hashem. And the middle of that was the Taina. That's really one of the shitas. But the Ramban, Toiches Arichas, he brings down that the emes is that the Bnei Yisrael came on their own and they said that they wanted spies. V'tikru b'nei lai kulchem. And it says, V'yitav adavru b'enei. Moshe Rabbeinu was masking. Why taka was he masking? Because it's a normal thing not to be Samech al Hanes. The Torah is not Samech al Hanes. So it's normal when people go into a country and they want to take it over, that they send spies to find out exactly which is the best route to go into, stealthily, secretly, where's the enemy staked out, how can we best fight the enemy. So B'derech HaTeva, this was the right thing to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted them to succeed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it b'Torah Simitzvah. That's one of the things the Ramban says. Hashem tziva sheyishlachu meraglim, ki Hashem chofetz l'man tzidkoi, shetiyah ha'shlichus b'mitzvosai. Hashem with his tzidkas, he wanted the shlichus to be with his mitzvah. Now pashtim shat, I saw one of the mefarshim says, because the zchus ha'mitzvah will stay with them so that they don't go off on the wrong derech. But the emes is last year, if you remember, I said over for the Imre Yemes. The Imre Yemes says that the mistake of the Meraglim was they went to the extent of saying, Ki chozek hu mimenu, that the enemy is stronger than Hashem. How could that possibly be? So the Imre Yemes said, not that they meant that he's stronger than Hashem, but they meant that the Kaychas Hatum and Eretz Yisrael are so great to upset the Kedusha that we're not going to be able to withstand the Nisayon. And we're going to fall in the middle of the Shekhinah is going to leave us. That's how it's going to out. It's going to best the Shekhinah. The mistake, says the Imre Yemes, was they didn't realize that if Hashem sends us on a mission with a mitzvah, he gives us the siyata, the shmai, to go with it. So it could be that that's shot in this Ramban over here as well. That Hashem, even though they decided on their own already, they decided on their own that they're going to send Meraglim. But Hashem gave it as a mitzvah that they should have that, number one, the schus of the mitzvah, and number two, with the mitzvah comes a special siyat to the Shmai. That is one point in the Ramban. Now, one of the things Ramban points out is al-daiti, he says, they didn't ask the Shekhinah at all. They didn't ask the Shekhinah at all, and they came on their own to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hagamu was really a good bakasha, because like we just mentioned, that you have to do it derech hateva, not be samech al hanes. But the chait was that they came to ask Moshe. If it was a right thing to do, then they should wait for Moshe Rabbeinu to say it, right? And if it wasn't the right thing to do, it wasn't going to get said. But they should have had total trust in Moshe Rabbeinu, and they shouldn't have come to ask. So the Sefer, some derech points out, you see a davar niflo over here, that agam de etzem bakosha could be a good bakosha. And it could be there's good reasoning behind it. But if you have a man of Yisrael, you don't offer your opinions to the man of Yisrael. There's a greater Das Torah over there that sees things from a broader perspective, and if it's not a good thing, he'll tell it to you. And if he doesn't tell it to you, it's a simon, there's a reason why it's not said. So agam be'etzem, the zach is a good thing, over you don't give aces to the God who be Yisrael, Maishra Rabbeinu, especially the Eved Hashem, the Yisrael, Kim, to go give him aces. There was an avala in that in and of itself. Those were a couple of points in the Ramban. Remember, someone, Shachan of mine, Talmud Chacham, big Talmud Chacham. So he told me that when he was a younger man, he was learning in Eretz Yisrael in the Kailu. So there was a big asif of the Mayetzes Gedali Atayra, amongst them Rebbe Cheskel Abramsky, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, and they paskin lace on a certain controversial topic, they paskin lace a certain thing. There's a group of younger light that they didn't understand it so well. So they decided they're going to go ask Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, you know, what was the reason why the Gedolim came up with such a zach? So they came to Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky and they asked him the shyly, I'd like to know, like, what was the. So Cheskel Abramsky looked at them and he said, we're not from the same yeshiva. We didn't sit on the same bench in yeshiva. You know, we're from totally different generations. And he totally machna mavek. So he was very disappointed, you know. And he went to his Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yitzchak Soloveitchik's old gezun zayin. So I understand it. What are you guys, shrugging? That's like the little corporal in the army going to the five-star general, ask him, hey, why was that that you decided to go through this route and do that and do that and do that? Now, just, you know, you're going questioning the five-star general. You know, it's a different, we're on a different planet. That was the pshat over here. You know, you don't give H's to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not a lesson in Hanhogim. My father, Olav HaSholem, from the time I was a youngster in yeshiva till the last years of his life, used to send me newspaper clippings. He wanted me up on current events, and in Divrei Torah also, he found an interesting thing he used to send me. So I found in a sefer a clipping that he had sent me on this week's parasha, a very interesting clipping from the Allgemeine Journal. He wanted me to read Yiddish, so he used to, and I ended up writing in there. I used to see something that bothered me. I used to write them letters and fight with them. Did it get published? He's very good. The editor, I spoke to the editor on that. Yeah, he's very good about it. Very, very nice person. Very nice person. Not only did they publish. Yeah, it was good. It was a nice publication. Nice publication. They printed nice things. They printed some zach, and it's not lufi das Torah, you know. So we used to argue over it. But it was a very nice publication. But not only did they publish it, they edited it to be a perfect Yiddish. I spoke Yiddish at home, you know, but they edited it to be a nice literary Yiddish. They did a very good job on it, you know. So, he's a very nice person, the guy from Jackson, a very finer mensch. But anyway, so I found the clipping from the Allgemeine Journal on this week's parsha. It brings down a very interesting mice. Shlomo Kluger was. He was originally the Rav in a place called Zalifort. And he gave up his Rabbanus over there. I guess they made his life miserable there, so he gave up his Rabbanus. And then he came to the city of Brod. Brod was the year Malaya Chachonim B'Soifrim. And at the time, the acting Rav was Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius. He was known as the brother of Balabas. Mata Ephraim, the base Ephraim, so going on, Mata Ephraim. Anyway, so Shlomo Kluger came to be a Malamed. And the minig was that before they took him alive, he had to say a drosha for the rabbi. So Shlomo Kluger, with his gewaltige bekias and pupil, he gets up and he gave a drosha that was parsha shlach. And the oilam was very nispoh. So when he finished, he passed the refrain of Zalman Margolius. He wanted to know, how did he like the drosha? So he was met with a ponim zaya face. He says, how did the Rav like the drashas? He says, well, see your pilbul, it comes out that they were 24 meraglim. You know, that's where he came over to Cheshbon. So he tells him, do you have a Yerushalmi on the Sechta Saita? He says, no, it's hard to get. He says, is there a Gemara Saita over here? They pulled out a Taisus in the Sechta Saita, Daflam Dalit, who quotes the Yerushalmi. The Rekiva says there were 24 meraglim. So, you can't get the job as Muhammad over here. I want you to be the Maradas.
That's quick.
You know, they gave him the job of Maradas. He became the Maradas. He became the Shlomo Kluger. Became the Rubber Broad. Yeah, he became the famous Rubber Broad. I kid some ice. The Chassam Sofer asks a question on this Yerushalmi. It's your dua. From where do we learn out the inyan that you need 10 by a minion? We learn it out from Ezerishova. Eida, Eida, Toich, Toich, Eida, Eida. It says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. It says, by Kairach, he bodul mi Toich, Eida. So that's Toich, Toich. Then we learn out another Ezerishova, Eida, Eida, because in this week's parasha, right, it also says the word Eida, Admosai lo Eida, Harah Hazois. So just like over here, it was 10, because Kolov and Yeshua were not there. So here it's 10, so over there it's also 10. You should need 24. Sometimes it's hard enough getting 10 for a minion. So you have to gather 24. The Baal Shem is boy, there's 23, you'll get 24. It's going to have to change. So suppose to remember them. So the Imre Emes. This is Gavaldig of the Kis, so the Moedig of Teretz, the Yerushalmi's Lushitosai. The Yerushalmi Taki does not learn out of Eida, Eida, Teich, Teich. The Yerushalmi learns it directly, Teich, Teich. It says, V'nigdashti v'soich b'nei Yisrael, and it says by the B'nei Yankiv, by Avoyu b'nei Yisrael, Lishbor b'soich haboim. So the Yerushalmi Lushitosai.
That's 10.
Taki learns 10 from a totally different place. It comes out Gavaldig. Is fam for the Chassam Seifer's cash. Lamata Yosef, Lamata Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. Veshevet Yosef, Veshevet Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. So Yosef's name is mentioned by Menashe, by Gadi Ben Susi, the one that was the miracle that was over on this terrible Aveira. But by Ephraim, Yosef's name is not mentioned. Usually Yosef's name is more associated with Ephraim. So why is it that over here by the Meraglim, Yosef's name is associated with Menashe? So the Daz came in Balei HaTosfos and the Chizkuni, they both say that here Yosef, it was a chelik of a punishment for Yosef. Because Yosef was Moitzi Diva on the brothers, Vayava Yosef as the Bosan Ra. So he had Kudav Loshen Horus, he had the Torah's Maskeim with Shevet Menashe, that there's a shtickle left over from Yosef's Aveira that went over to Menashe. So he stayed in the Chizkun. So the Alter from Slabodka said, he's Moedik the spoil of how vite an Aveira could go. Yosef was never over on Loshen Hara. It's clear from the Svarim, the Gwad of Afike Yam, the back of the safe has a whole shtickle Torah. It doesn't say that he was Malshin. It doesn't. By Yove Yosef as Divosim, like somebody brings in his hand something. He didn't offer any of his own commentary. He wasn't Moisev. He wasn't the Gareya. He said it exactly the way it was, and he meant totally L'shem Shamayim, because he definitely, genuinely wanted to be Madrug the brothers on the proper way, and he felt he was Ayron Aveir. And Yaakov Avinu was Zichu would not have been Makabel Lashon Hara, right? So it's a Dover Parshat that what Yosef did was not Lashon Hara. There was a Dak Shevedak of something there. And for that, Yosef suffered terribly. Chazal say because he said that they ate every menachais, even b'shas ha-kilgul, they shechted a series. And because he said they were choshed al arayas, that was Aishas Paitifa. And because he said they were calling the Bnei Ashfachis Avodim, Le'evedim Ka Yosef. I mean, the Yisurim that Yosef suffered for something which wasn't even an Avera. So you would think that after all these Yisurim, that little, tiny little microscopic blotch would be erased. No. Hundreds of years later, it's remembered and it's Musker together with the Avera of his descendant. Pachet Chod. You see from over here, first of all, the chumra of an Avera of a Daksha, Bidaka, Loshon Hara. And also, just like a person's Maisim Tovim live on forever and his Neshama lives on forever, if there's a blotch on the Neshama, it lives on forever. It's very hard to erase, and that blotch remains, who knows how long, it's pachat chodim. How much a person has to do tshuva. I saw a maisa brought down. This maisa took place, Hagoyin HaTzadik of Simcha Zisel Shapiro Zatzal. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Tiferes Yisrael in Haifa. He had originally learned in Telz, and he learned in Kelm, and he was very, very chosh of a yid. So when he came to Eretz Yisrael, so he learned in Eretz Yisrael. And there was a darshan in Eretz Yisrael that had a name of being a gvaldige darshan, a gvaldige Talmud Chacham. But sometimes he mixes in things that perhaps should not be said. But we had a time to hear this darshan speak, and he had a friend in yeshiva also, a fine lamdan. They were on their way to going to hear this darshan. And they passed by the house of the Baal HaLeshem, Rabbi Yashar's grandfather, the Baal HaLeshem, the famous Makub. So he said, let's go in and ask him. So they went and they asked him. They said, you know, we're on our way. We wanted to hear this darshan, you know, and we heard that, you know, some things are not so good, but we figure we're enough mature, like Rav Meir, it says that he ate the fruit and he threw away the shell, so, you know. So the Leshem, Baal HaLeshem said, there's not a soap in the world that's been invented that could wash away the dirt that's acquired on the Neshama. There's not a soap in the world that's ever been invented. And you're asking me if you go here, things where there's a possibility you can get dirty and make the Neshama filthy. That was the end of that. But anyway, but that's the thing over here with this Avera of Yosef, that after all the Asurim, for an Avera which is Mashu Sheba Mashu, and Afal Pikein, hundreds of years later, it's still around. Vayikra Moshe lo Yishaya ben Nun Yahishua. Moshe Rabbeinu called Yishaya ben Nun Yahishua. So Chofetz Chaim asks a couple of questions over here. Number one, why did he only daven for Yeshua Koya Shiachem Yatzas Meraglim? You don't see that he davened for Kolev. The Idr Gisa, by Kolev, the Pasuk says, the Gam Kolev, I'm sorry, it says, V'avdi Kolev, Eke Vashois Ruach Acheres Imoi, he had a different spirit and he didn't fall to the eights of the Meraglim. Why is it only said about Kolev and not about Yeshua? And you also find that Kolev had to go be mispalled by the Maris HaMachpela and not Yeshua. So what's the difference between the two? Zot the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, that there's two drachim in fighting against the Koiches Atume, the Koiches of the Yetzahara. There's the Kanoi that can't make peace with Tuma, Shemayfim Ve'inid, he can't be saved. And he screams out against it, he fights it outright. And that derech has a ma'ilin and has a chasar. And the ma'ilin that it has is that the person's always heated up, and finished, and he fights, mamish ha'mokana, and there's no sakana by him of getting influenced by the other side. There is a sakana that the other side knows exactly where he stands. And the Mela, they could take action accordingly against him, they could plot against him and get rid of him. There's another way of fighting against the Kaifas HaTomim, and that is by not openly saying who you are, not openly fighting against them. You know, you speak with them, and you handle with them, and you get along with them. But when the right opportunity comes, and they think that you're on their side, then you take a stand, and you make your day being heard clearly, and that can cause them a tremendous deficit. The Idr Giza, there is the Sakona, that such a person can get cooled off, and he could be Mushman, he could fall in, and go over to their side. Moshe Rabbeinu recognized the koiches of both Yehoshua and Kalev. Yehoshua, he recognized, was the Kanoi, the one that was the fiery one against the koiches at Kalev. So he knew that he's not going to get caught up with the Meraglim. But he was afraid that since they know where he stands, they're going to plot against him. Who knows what they could do? So for him, he was mispalul kol yoshiyachem etzas meram. Kolev, on the other hand, he knew, was more of the, you know, he fought the enemy in a more subtle way, and he was able to handle with them and speak with them or whatever. But then he would take the opportunity when Shaya, that's why he attacked a fine, Vayaz, Kolev, Esom. How did he even get nearby? How did they let him speak? The terrorists is, because they thought that he was one of them around them. So they let him speak, and he gets up, and he says, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, he helped us with all those things. That's how he was able to do that. But because Kolev, there was the sakon of him getting cooled off, and he felt himself talking, getting cooled off. So in the middle, he had to go and be misfollowed by the Marisa Machpelah. And that's why it says Abdi Kolev. He was my Eved all along, even though it didn't look like it. Even though it appeared that he was part of the Meraglim, but he be'etzim inside was able to maintain that other spirit against them. And Mela, that's why he got special schach. So those are the two different mahalchim, and that is how Moshe Rabbeinu, he was makir, the difference between them.
What
Moshe Rabbeinu done with Kolev? No. Kolev did not need that tefillah of Kol Yoshiyachem Etzas Meraglim. Yeshua did. He knew that Kolev would get by on his own, but Kolev himself had to go down, you know. Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. The b'nei Yisrael were in the midbar. Vayimtzu ish mekoshesh etzim b'yayim ha-shabbos. Taisus and Bava Basra, Daf Kufki Tesam at Beis, brings down a medrash that the mice of Tzolofchad was immediately after the mice of the Meraglim in the beginning of the 40 years in the Midbar. And he had Kavanah L'Shem Shamayim, because people were saying, oh, now that we can't go into Eretz Yisrael, so the mail of the Torah doesn't apply to us. So he wanted to show that the Torah does apply to them. Maybe he was Machal Shabbos to show this is what happens. So Tzlofa Ruzam Shem Levi the Ketzadik, he gave up his life with Shame the Torah. And it's also mashma like that from the Gemara in Shabbos Dav Tzadik Vav Med Beis. It says over there, Tana Rabbanon, Mekoshe Zet Tzlofcha, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. See, who the member saver said, Akiva, Benkach, or Benkach, you're going to give a din v'cheshman because of your words, because the Torah tried covering it up. And you, a moitzila, you know, you're being megalit. And if it's not true, you're being moitzila, as I'll always say tzaddik. And I'll call him a tzaddik. So it was assumed that he was a tzaddik. So this is, if you assume that Mekosh is that Tzolofko, he did a tremendous tzidkis. He gave up his life to show the emes the kite of Hashem's Torah. The Yafal Pikein, the Balia Toises, the Azakenim and Balia Toises over here, say a pachadik thing. Omer Rabbi saying, if the Bnei Yisrael would have kept the second Shabbos, it's a Shailin Girsin, the Gemara, if it's the second Shabbos or the first Shabbos, if they would have kept that Shabbos, v'sholto behen kol uma v'loshen. No uma v'loshen ever would have had any shlit over them. So it comes out that Tzolofchad, by doing this tremendous tzidkis and this tremendous mesiris nefesh of giving up his life for Hashem and his Torah, he caused the worst churban for Klal Yisrael for generations and generations. Is so. The Sefer, some derech says, it's a pachadik limud. The limit from over here is that it's a very big sakana if somebody decides to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his own way, not al pi the mahalach hatayru. You could be moisa nefesh, you could be giving up your life, you could have the biggest kavanas l'shem shamayim. But if you do it in a way that Hashem did not instruct, you do it in your own way, you could think to yourself that you're doing a gevalde gezach, but you're causing a tremendous korban for Klal Yisrael and for the world for the rest of time. That's l'chayr what you see from over here. Rav Avigdor Miller says, I've heard this, you know, it says about the Tkufas HaShoiftim, it says in the Pasuk, Ish kol hayosher be'ein of Yaseh. So Pasha, you think that there was a Hefkevelt, you know, that they were over on Kol Mina Yisurim and everybody did whatever he wanted. It was anarchy. Rav Miller says that's not the Pshat. Rav Miller says that people tried serving Hashem in their own way. And when you try in your own way and you don't go on the trodden path, it's very easy to end up fablonjit in the forest. So there's a mahalach in Klal Yisrael. There's a Messiah in how we fear Zich and how we do the right thing. And well, I like to serve Hashem in my own original way. I want to have my own personal relationship with Hashem. It's very nice. But is it ois gehalten al pi teira? Sometimes your personal relationship, you know, could be a terribly, terribly damaging thing. That's a lesson to be learned from over here. I once saw one of the prints of the Mesillas Yesharim with Haggois on the bottom. The Mesillas Yesharim is based on the Brice of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer, that this Mida leads to this Mida, and this Mida leads to this Mida, and the goal was to reach Ruach HaKadosh. So why didn't Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato name his sefer Mesillas Ruach HaKadosh? If that's really what the goal is, it should have been Mesillas Ruach HaKadosh. Why Mesillas Yesharim? So I believe I saw one of the Haggois, I think, I can't say for sure, but I think I saw it, B'Shem Reb Chaskel Sarn, Shivin Chevron, that the Ikar Avodah is to walk on the straight path. That's the hardest thing to do. And that's the Ikar Avodah, and that's the Ikar what Mesillas Yesharim is about. Ruach HaKadosh, after everything is said and done, is a gift min HaShemayim. Right, but our avodah, the ikar avodah, is not to stray hither and thither, not to go off the straight path. And a lot of times, a person even l'shem shamayim, he thinks that he's doing the right thing, you know, and he can be causing a terrible churban for himself and for Klal Yisrael. I just want to say over a vart that I heard from my rebbe, Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Isaac Gozman, Zatzal. He used to a lot of times say over vertloch from the Rosh HaMesiftin Ponovich, Rav Osher Kalman Baron. He was a shvogar of the Ponovich Rav. Ponovich Rav was the Rav, and he really took care of the Mesifta. He was a goyin, big goyin, he was a kodesh. So he said, we find in Chazal that there are three different kalim that are used to keep the animals in line, going on a straight path. There's a dorvan, which is, I think, the needles that keep them. There's a malmaid, and there is a maradeya, which is a whip. So Chazal darshan on that. Dorvon is do bina. Here there's understanding. Makes the animal understand. Maradeya is moiradeya. It teaches it deya. And malmaid is from the word limud. So Moshe Kalman asked, these are pretty heavy words just to describe an animal walking, plowing on the proper path. An ox is going with this thing, with its oil, dobino, with limud, with moiridea. These are very heavy words for keeping an animal in this. It says, Vaisnois van Danet, that the biggest chachma in the world is to walk on the straight path. That's the biggest chachma in the world. And that's really the mistake of Tzolofcha. Like, Ami was a tzaddik. Tzaddik, mamish, the Mesiris Nefesh is Neir of Oyen. Aber, it was a mistake in Mesiris Nefesh, and it caused terrible churban to the Vela. That's a tremendous lesson, you know, that we could all learn from. A guten Shabbos.